Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Governor Gordon proposes frugal budget focused on wildfire recovery. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. Governor Mark Gordon has unveiled a supplemental budget proposal emphasizing restraint in ongoing spending while addressing Wyoming's critical needs. The budget released yesterday limits new ongoing expenditures to $6.5 million, primarily due to inflation. The governor is prioritizing wildfire response and recovery after a historically destructive season. Of the one-time funds, $140 million is earmarked for firefighting efforts, watershed restoration, habitat repair, and replacing agricultural infrastructure. Governor Gordon emphasized the importance of focusing on emergencies, stating supplemental budgets are for unanticipated needs, and my recommendations control operational spending while addressing urgent circumstances. For details on the full supplemental budget, visit the State Budget Department website. Proposed bill could require not a U.S. citizen label on some Wyoming IDs. The Wyoming legislature may soon consider a bill requiring driver's licenses and IDs issued to legal non-citizens to display a not a United States citizen label. According to the Jackson Hole News and Guide, the bill draft is set for review by the Joint Transportation, Highways, and Military Affairs Interim Committee at its final pre-session meeting at the state capitol. Proponents say the bill reinforces existing laws barring non-citizens from voting. Committee co-chair Representative Landon Brown of Cheyenne says it's about ensuring only U.S. citizens are registered voters. Critics, however, argue that such a label could expose legal residents to discrimination. Marissa Carpio with the Equality State Policy Center suggested alternative wording, like not valid for voting, to indicate ineligibility without stigmatizing residents. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.